This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day.
Talk show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to your Lane Talk Show with your girl, Coach Trish. All right, it's so, so good to be in your company on this beautiful Sunday. I want to let you know, for those who are tuning to the show for the very first time, I am, first of all, like I said, Coach Trish Hannah. Look at me messing up my own name. My God. All right. And I'm here just to inform you that our mission is to educate those. We want to empower those and encourage those women out there who are, you know, despondent in whatever way, who may think that they're the only one going through things and don't know that there are other people going through things as well, who want to know more about their health. We've had shows in the past. This show is 3 years old, but of course 2 months old on Guardian Talk Radio, and we have helped so many women and men, okay? And we are looking forward to doing that as the days go, or as the time go, all right? So, of course, welcome to the show. And, of course, even though this platform is dedicated to women, we welcome the male listeners as well. We value the time that you spend, the time that you've taken just to tune in to us every Sunday as well. And like I say, Sunday after Sunday, we have men who come in passing me in the food store. Hey, you Coach Trish? Yeah, I know you. I watch you. Blah, blah, blah. But I want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Now, last week, we continued our Won't He Do It series with a truly powerful episode. The episode was I Survived Domestic Abuse. Our guest, Hina, shared her courageous journey of enduring and overcoming 22 years of physical, verbal, and emotional abuse at the hands of her ex-husband. Listen, it was so much to unpack in that particular show. We ran out of time, but let me tell you, everything that was needed was actually, everything that was shared was needed for those who needed it. I had a listener said, I really wish I could just give her a big hug to let her know that I've been through this as well. She said, I haven't received like any physical abuse per se, but the verbal abuse was terrible. You understand? But this particular person was able to work it out with her husband. She did a lot of praying, a lot of fasting, and a lot of therapy. And, you know, her and her husband are doing very well. Okay? So, kudos to that. But in Hina's case, her testimony reminded us that no matter how deep the pain is, God's power to heal, restore, and rebuild is always greater. She came on this show so vibrant. For someone who'd been through so much, Man, listen here. That is just testimony to say God can do anything. Won't he do it? Yes, he can. All right. So if you want to go ahead and tune into that particular show, if you missed it, it is on YouTube. Look up Coach Trish Hanna, episode 141. I Survived Domestic Abuse. And when you get there, please like and subscribe. You can also listen to the replay on our website, Guardian's website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. Now, today, family, we're going to continue this inspiring series with episode 142, which is titled, I Survived Losing My Business and My Marriage. Like, what? Business and marriage? Wow, that's a double whammy. My guest story begins with building dreams alongside her former husband or ex-husband. But when life took an unexpected turn, everything changed for her. What could have ended in defeat became an opportunity for God's hand to move in this wonderful lady's life. Now today, she is thriving in her own business. Too busy for herself and all. All right, she's standing as living proof that God can turn any setback into a comeback. I'm excited I heard a little bit of her story, but I'm excited to share her story, allow her to share her story with you all. Now, there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. Guardian 96.9 FM dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian Radio app for those who have the Android or Apple, you can go there, and on the NASA Guardian's website, or Guardian Radio's website, rather, www.guardiantalkradio.com. Now, if you have Facebook, you can go on Facebook as well, Your Lane Life Coaching, or you can go on YouTube, Coach Trish Hanna, okay? You can look that up and you will see us, two beautiful young ladies, all right, in this studio on this blessed Sunday. Okay, so listen, before I get to introduce my guests, I have a question for you, my listeners. And the question of the day is, have you ever lost a business or job and had to start over? My God, how did you bounce back? We would love to hear your story. You can call us 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Or you can text us 422-4796, 422-4796. How did you, if you've ever lost a business or a job, how did you bounce back? I would love to hear, we would love to hear your story. All right, so this is episode 142, I Survived Losing My Business and My Marriage. Oh yes, Facebook, I have not forgotten you. Yes, you too. You can actually type in your answers if you so desire, okay? I'm willing to read them off as well. So you can type in your answers about how you overcame the loss of your job or your business, all right? Episode 142, I Survived Losing My Business and My Marriage. And it's brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. Now, I want to welcome our guests. We have with us Dr. Shay King. Dr. Shay, come over a little bit so the people can see your pretty face, child. Okay. Yes, yes. Listen, y'all know good and well Dr. Shay ain't no stranger to Guardian Radio. I ask her, I said, where your key, sis? I shouldn't be coming here opening up the door for you because you in here more than me. Shay been on everybody talk show. Shay know everybody and everybody know Shay. Okay? She is visibly active on social media sites, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as Eat Emotionally Well. Yeah, that's her. That's her. And see Moss on everything. Y'all know her, right? She leads a multifaceted eating and nutrition lifestyle company that covers various health and lifestyle style concerns. Excuse me. Hence, her prominent influence goes beyond the digital sphere. This courageous and strong woman has been a successful entrepreneur, licensed nutritionist, mentor, speaker, and coach. Outside of her career, she has been lending her knowledge as a health advocate on local radio and television in her community. Dr. Shay, Thank you for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. Welcome. The only talk, well, actually, you've been on my show as well, but
yes,
not to this extent, but welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It is just so good to be here, especially on this Sunday.
And yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited to also share a little bit about my story, because for me it's important that when people see you in a different sphere of your life, in a different time of your life, that they know the journey. Because, you know, we don't often look at the journey or imagine. We just see the end product.
The end product. So, and be like, oh, she doing this, and how she get like this, and how she get so successful. Now listen real quick, because everybody know you, Shay, right? So I don't know why I waste my time even reading that. But I want to know something, because I don't know if you've ever shared this. When you were growing up, where did you really want it to be?
You know, here's the thing is, I grew up with my grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. And so...
That's my icebreaker question, by the way. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I grew up with my grandparents, and literally, because I had the opportunity to grow up with people older, I learned a lot of stuff. But here's one of the things that stuck with me. My grandfather would take me everywhere with him when it came to business. Mm-hmm. And so I was his little accountant, right? So I was very street smart and money smart. And so I got used to the idea of counting money. But when I learned the concept very early about I can give something and I can receive money back, business, that was the beginning for me. So I knew whatever it was I did in life, I needed to trade something in order to receive money back. So that was the beginning of being an entrepreneur.
From then. Man, I love that. I love that. Now, Shay, I want you to take us back to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. The beginning, but not the Genesis chapter one beginning, okay? All right, because we're limited for time.
I want you
to talk to us about the business you and your ex-husband started together, and how did it all come about? And what was it like building that dream side by side?
So first, let me say it was a shared dream. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we mutually wanted to do together as a family. And In the very beginning, one of the things I've learned that is he didn't want me working outside of our marriage. I was a former banker, and for me, I immediately said, okay, we're going to do it. And so it was a shared dream for us to have a health and a wellness business. And so we began that. Both of us were family people. Mm-hmm. We understood giving back to the community. And so the vision, he had the vision. Once he told me about the vision, I just took it on, and I was like, yes, we're going to do this, you know, not understanding back then how, when you think of natural or alternative medicine today, what a difficult journey that would have been. And so we did have a difficult journey in the beginning, but we persevered, and we built at that time what we call a family dream, a family empire, if you will. And so it was... For me, a lot of it was community giving back. We saved lives. We had wonderful testimonies from people in the community. Mm-hmm. And so that dream became a reality. And we built an empire in the health and wellness field through many ups and downs. But we built a magnificent dream. And so that was the beginning of the journey for us as a family and being in business. And so everything we did together, we were known as the power couple, you know, the couple that get it done. He was on the radio, I was on the radio.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I learned so much. I learned so much under his tutelage in the time that we were married and was able to serve the community in the health and wellness field. And so, you know, at that time, I was only Dr. King's wife.
Right, you know? Right. They didn't know.
I didn't have
background.
My own voice.
But listen,
I was okay with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was
you
okay.
pushing him. Yeah, at that time.
Yes, I was okay with that.
So where did the pivot, like, how did, what happened? Like,
you know, the pivot began when I, after, in the journey of our marriage, right, he said to me on the beginning, I want a big family. And so I knew right away I had to make that happen, because I think it's important that when you share things that you want in the beginning of the marriage, if you decide as a couple, this is what you want to do.
Right.
And so as his wife, I wanted to make that happen. Mm-hmm. But he made me a promise in the beginning. He says, once we've created the family, I would be able to go back to school.
Okay.
And so as that journey progressed, like I said, in business, we were doing well. I was happy. We had a happy home. But I wanted to go back, and I wanted to go back to school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple of times we talked about it, and he was like, oh, not yet. And so it kept, after years and years, it kept being not yet. Mm-hmm. And so at the time, we had our four daughters, and my daughters came to me, and they said, Mom, we want to have another baby. And I said to them, listen, if I have this boy, that's it, shop clothes, mm-hmm. and I'm going back to school. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I had
the boy. The kids asked, do I have another baby? Or the husband asked.
The kids asked.
So you don't get the baby because the kids asked?
Well, here's the thing. Is
well,
right,
what a time.
One of the things I said to them is I said, uh-huh. go and ask your dad, right? Because they wanted a brother, right? Okay. So I said, go and ask your dad. And I remember my youngest daughter, she said, Mom, it's your body. Do what you do. I was mm-hmm. like, no, it doesn't work that way. And so once we both agreed, then we worked on becoming pregnant. So I had my son, mm-hmm. and then we had a family of five, right? Okay. And so I kept nudging. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to do my own thing. And mm-hmm. then we had some pivots in our marriage. There was a time he was gone for a year. I don't really like to talk about the details of that, but he did go to prison. And okay. so within that year, I had the opportunity to kind of think about, wow, you know, he's gone. And he was the face of the business at the time, you know, our health and our health clinic at the time. And so when he went to prison, I had an opportunity to reflect. And I want to say this. Sometimes you can be a Christian, be saved, going to church, all, you know, doing what you do for mm-hmm, the Lord, mm-hmm. but you don't have an opportunity to personally reflect. And so within that mm-hmm. year, I had an opportunity to personally reflect. And I knew right then, I said, you know what? When he comes home, I'm going back to school. And so I kept asking. And I want to say that our marriage was a beautiful marriage. Mm-hmm. We really had a beautiful marriage. And in that time, the dissatisfaction actually came from something within myself. Mm-hmm. Because I know the girl who I was. I was so much more. I know I was born to give back, to empower women, to mm-hmm. speak, to share a lot of what I had inside. And I feel even though I was doing that at some degree when we were in the clinic, I wasn't doing it to the fullest degree, so mm-hmm. I wanted to go back to school. Mm-hmm. I remember when he was going off to school, my mom said to me then, why don't you both go off to school? But we couldn't afford both of us to go. Right. And so, of course, again, as the wife, I made the sacrifice. Right. And then I decided I wanted to go, and he just wasn't having it. Like, no, you're not doing that. You're not your own woman. You belong to me. And so that was the beginning of losing my marriage. And so I remember using the credit card to pay my first year tuition.
And, oh, Lord.
And I remember going and buying a new vehicle just to kind of empower myself a little bit. I know, right? And so, you know, this was asking constantly. Right. And I remember the words he said exactly. Oh, so you think you're your own woman. Mm. And in a matter of months, he just left. I literally came home and the house was empty.
You came home from college?
Actually, no, I didn't go to college then.
You didn't go?
Didn't then. This was in a matter of months. I didn't get to go. I just paid because I needed to just make a move, you know, to let him kind of see that I was serious about wanting to go back, because we've had many conversations mm-hmm. and it just didn't happen. You know, what are you worrying about? You're being taken care of. What is the big deal? Mm-hmm. And so months later, I came home, and as a matter of fact, I went to the farmer's market. I went shopping like I normally do on a Saturday, and he and my then son, he was, I think, 6 or 7 years mm-hmm. old, they were leaving the house early, and I kissed them bye, and I said, I'll see you later. And I came home, I think, I want to say about 6 or 7 hours later, and the house was completely empty.
He took the girls?
Everyone. Gone.
Listen, I hear some things. Listen to me. Dr. Shea, let me tell you something. Off air, I hear some things. But on air, I'd be like, what in the world? I have to keep this story for you. Mm-hmm. I have to keep it because he packed up, took everyone, and left.
Yeah, everyone.
But mm-hmm. prior to, there wasn't any discussion to say, hey, I don't feel as if X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Or was there tension from before then?
You know what? Honestly, there wasn't any tension. The tension, whenever we had tension, it was around the discussion of me wanting to kind of branch out a little bit, do mm-hmm. a little bit of my own thing. And mm-hmm. then sometimes if people would call our office and they would want to speak to me and not him, mm-hmm. it would be like it was an undertone mm-hmm. tension, nothing that he would probably admit to at that time. But there was a level of tension. Tension there, not in the marriage directly, mm-hmm. But it was an unspoken pension because I wanted to just kind of empower myself a little bit. That experience with him not being there for the year, I realized how ill-equipped I was. A lot of stuff even I thought I knew. To be honest with you, at that time, I didn't even know how to pay a light bill.
Right. Because he did all of that.
He did all of that. I married him very young, naive. I didn't know a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of stuff in that year. I remember one time I needed a power of attorney to pay our light bill when he was gone. I didn't even know what that was. Yeah. I went to the light company and it was, So mm-hmm. that experience was really an eye-opener for me. And so I knew then that you got to go back to school, girl.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we want to hear more. But we want to hear how you actually start over. Because, you mm-hmm. know, like you said, you was feeling your way around. But how did you pick up yourself and what was going through your mind? How was mm-hmm. your emotions? How were you dealing with all of this? How did you reach out to him? All of this we want to know. Mm-hmm. But let's just take a break. And then right after, we get to hear all of this. As I know y'all have y'all tea on the side of y'all trying to sip and figure out what's going on. Because the numbers even increasing on Facebook. Because I can imagine how many people say, go look at channel 969 on cable. Mm-hmm. All right, let's tune. Let's take a break. And when we get back, we get to hear all of this. So if you know anyone that has been in the same situation where they've lost their business or their marriage and they need to find hope, ask them to tune in right now.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. For those who are just joining me, we have with us Dr. Shaking in the building, and she's talking and she's telling her story. Okay, it is her story. There's no right or wrong answer to it. She's sharing her truth with us, and for those who may be experiencing the same thing, tune in because there is hope at the end of all of this. Okay, now she spoke about, you know, her desire to want to go off to school to continue her education. You know, she was already the support and the backbone of her ex-husband, you know, helping with the business, et cetera. But she felt as if that there was more to her. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to empower herself so that she can therefore go and empower others. Right? So here it is that she took the credit card. She took the credit card and went to pay for school. Thinking everything is fine, thinking her husband will be okay with it, she went out to go shopping on a good Saturday, come back home, gone. Everything gone, children gone, husband gone, everybody done pack up and just gone. So come, talk to me. You walk inside the home.
Yes.
And everybody is gone. What happened after that?
You called him? For 2 days I sat there.
You didn't call him?
Yeah. No, I actually went looking for him because in my mind, he had to be dead somewhere.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, he got to be dead somewhere. And so, because he had a few spots that he would go to, I would drive up and down the road and I would look in the bushes. I would park my car, and I did that pretty much, I think about 20 hours. I just went looking for him because I knew he was dead somewhere. And so after
thought he was dead.
No, he had to been dead.
Oh, because
he just left, you know. So yeah, the man that I know, he had to been dead.
Right.
And so 2 days later, someone knocked on the front door and they brought me divorce papers, served me divorce papers.
Oh, wow.
And then I got a call from him, and then he says, "Yeah, I'ma see how you can pay that mortgage. I'ma see how you can do this. Yeah, you won't be a woman, you do what you have to do." And that was it. He says, "I'm gone and not coming back. And yeah, you do what you need to do." And that was it. And so, yeah.
How did you survive?
Oh, my goodness.
What was going through your mind?
You know what? You watch the movies, right? And you see, like, when all of a sudden there's no sound, everything is like quack, quack.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me. I remember just being numb and not feeling anything and feeling like, what? Like, what? There's no words, no one word to describe it, but it's a feeling of numbness and disbelief, like what is happening. And then I realized, like, wait, where's my child? I was thinking about my son at the time, you know, my last two daughters, they were 16 and 17, if I remember correctly. But then was my baby boy. And I was thinking, wait, where's my baby boy? You took him too? And so, I remember on the fifth day sitting there and saying to God, like, you can't be serious. You can't be serious. Like, after everything that I've done to support this marriage, this family dream, the vision, give birth, sacrifice, you can just take my entire marriage from me and all my children? Like, God, you serious?
So you were upset at God?
Yeah. I in that moment, I was asking God, like what?
Why?
You know? And you know what? God is who he is all by himself.
Mm.
And you know what he said to me? He said, "I understand." He said, "I feel exactly how you feel when I gave up my one son for you." And so that was it for me. I I had no words.
So how does your faith in God then after he said that? How did that faith that you now build up to have since he spoke to you help you navigate through this starting over process?
That gave me in that moment a reality check. I always considered myself a strong girl, always, right? And I always was the girl that would be there for other people. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I had, like, all my strength was gone. But when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I recognized, oh, my goodness, you got to get up, Shay, you know? And you have that conversation with yourself. And I said, I got to get up. And, you know, as much as I don't like cleaning the house, I got up and I started cleaning. Yeah, why are you crying? I cried, too. I started getting busy, man. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a reality check. And something about that moment was sacred because I knew God loved me.
Yes.
I knew God loved me. And so I realized I had to put my big girl panties on.
And get to work. It was the hardest part of having to start over.
Believing in myself, believing that I could do it. I was a support with so many people for so many years. I had to look myself in the mirror every day and say, Shay, you could do it. And then starting over, I remember a couple of my girlfriends asking me if I needed help. I remember my uncle saying that I could get you a job in the hospital. My girlfriend wanted to get me a job in one of the, and you know what, I remember going on these interviews, and every time I would come home, I would say, I don't want to do this, though. I don't want to do this. And I remember praying. I was like, God, don't let it happen. I was supposed to get a position in Bahama at the time, right? A real good position, real good salary and everything. And I remember coming home and I prayed and I said, God, I do not want to do that. But I couldn't disappoint my girlfriend because she pulled some strings to get me in there. And sure enough, at that particular time, Bahama did not open. And so God just kept shutting the doors. And I said, okay, God. In that whole time, he kept saying, I need you to rely on me.
Come on.
You've always relied on your husband.
My God. Listen here. Listen, that's a word right there. He will pull the rug from underneath you when
right
he
under.
Sees that you have an idol. Because that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
That's exactly. And the thing was,
God is your source.
Yes.
Man.
Let me tell you, the women, let me tell you. See, the thing is, for me, it was not intentional. It was unintentional, but I didn't know. But God loved me so much that he had to say, listen, you don't understand. You got an idol. Because if you'd asked me anything about the business, at the time we had four locations. We were in Turks and Caicos, Abaco, Grand Bahama, Nassau. And we were doing well. And if someone would come up, I said, oh, my husband. You know, everything was about my husband, you know. And so God said, yeah, okay, I'm going to let you know. It ain't have nothing to do with him. It's all me. And
come
so
on.
He had to pull that rug from underneath me. And talking about starting from scratch.
So, So you had the mortgage, because you said you better pay your mortgage by yourself. You had to pay the light bill. He took the children and the business. So what did you have?
Well, I had to end up, of course, moving. I left the house because, I would get up in the morning and the doors would be open and all kind of trickery and the security cameras wasn't working. So my mom said, Shay, you got to pack up and leave. Had nowhere to go. My mom sent me to go to her sister on Soldier Road to live in her wash house where the washer and dryer was. Yes. And for me, that was like.
So you lived in the wash house?
Yeah. But I tell you that the wash house experience was a wonderful one when I think back about it today because, listen, let me tell you, when I need to get it, I can get it quick.
Clearly.
Yeah. I'm not the one who can go around the Mulberry Bush plenty of times, you know, because I tell you, I grew up with my grandparents and I attribute so much of the stuff that I am to who I am today and what I learned because I heard it back then but didn't quite understand it. But God just kept reminding me of some of the things my grandmother said. And so I'm so grateful to my mom who gave us to our my grandparents at the time because she was a young married woman and wasn't able to take care of us. So the stuff my grandmother imparted in me, it kept coming to me. You got to get up.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. She always used to say, my black beautiful, you're strong, you're a queen. And I had a foundation. And I kept crying out to God. I said, God, like, what is this about? What are you doing? And then he kept reminding me of when he said to me, and you know what is, people talk about having visions and having experiences from God. I had one of those even before I left to move to Nassau. God spoke to me and he said to me, I was going to lose my family. And he said, when you lose your family the first time, wherever you go, tell people the name of your husband. And he said, when you lose your family the second time, tell people your name. And then I got up and I went into Starbucks. I'd never forget this day. And believe it or not, I saw Lester Cox there that day. Mm-hmm. And he said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm here to see a client. I wasn't there to see anybody. The Holy Spirit said, get up and put on your best set of clothes and go into Starbucks. And I went into Starbucks and I saw Lester Cox. And he said, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, I'm here to meet a client. He said, oh, okay. He said, but so what are you doing next week? And of course, he invited me on the radio, went onto the radio show. And at that particular time, I just said to people, listen, I'm doing a cleanse. I'm getting ready to start a new cleanse and showing up. And people came and started paying. And that was the beginning of me raising enough money to move into my first apartment.
Nobody know how nothing go. Nobody didn't know what was happening behind closed doors. They didn't know you were in the washhouse.
No.
They didn't know none of that. You wash your face, put on your clothes, went in and did what you had to do.
Yeah.
The reason why I am so teary-eyed, I can tell you, is that there's two in particular, but one really person that is tuning in at this very moment who has experienced similar things right now, what you're dealing with. And it's like, I'm trying to hold it together for her. I'm trying to be the strong person for her right now, right? I'm trying to be. It's two of them, though, but one in particular that is really, you know, can actually resonate with what you're saying to the T.
Wow.
Right? Powerful. And it's like, I'm like, girl, you better come get this hope. You better come pull on this hope. Mm-hmm. You better increase that faith of yours. Let's
girl,
go. Because you can do it. You could do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
Man, the arms of flesh will certainly fail you. But if you trust in God, all right, he is your source.
Mm-hmm. I experienced so much miracles during that time. Whew. And let me tell you, even when I moved into that apartment, I didn't know how I was going to pay the rent. But because we were in court and I didn't know how the system worked, I thought, you know, they would allow me to move back in the house or give me some type of funding to get on my feet. And while we were going through court, the Holy Spirit kept reminding me, I'm your source, I'm your source. And of course, when we went to court, fighting for what little means that I could have possibly got to take care of myself, at that particular time, I found out that our marriage was not even legal after 25 years.
Oh, come on. What? What?
Yeah, he was still legally married. I don't know if he knew. People ask me, I don't know. That was my first time going through, so I didn't know the difference between a nisi and an absolute. Mm-hmm. And apparently he didn't have the absolute from his first wife, so they married at that time for 25 years. It wasn't legal, so I wasn't entitled to anything.
You got nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, and if Darrell Miller was here, he would say zero.
Zero. This is. I don't even. I'm a talkative person. Mm-hmm. I am lost for words.
Yeah.
I am lost for words.
Yeah.
Were there ever times during your journey, this process from then to now, that you ever felt like giving up at any point?
There was a time in the beginning, I think for 1 year, actually, I got up every morning, did what I had to do, and when I got home, I was putty every day. But I remember every day reminding God, okay, God, you said you're my source. And then I remember him saying, you remember the Stapleton school that you said you were going to go sign up and volunteer at? That's what I want you to go do now. And of course, you know, my conversation with God is you can't be serious. But I listened, and I went to the Stapleton school at that time and registered to do volunteer work for the children.
Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Mom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. This lady that you're speaking with.
Yes, sir.
can I tell her that she is a winner?
Thank you.
You're a winner.
Thank you.
Because for you to have been believing that you were legally married for 25 years and to come out after 25 years and realize that you are not legally married and you're still in your right mind, you are a winner.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
I can hardly hear you, ma'am. Speak.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying
that. Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate you calling in today. I tell you, men are welcome to call at any time. Y'all are welcome. Thank you so much, sir. So we're going to take a quick break because what I want to know now is how do we move on? And I want you to talk to our listening audience. Like I said, I spotted two persons already who can relate to what you're saying. Yeah. So I want you to speak to them when we come off from this break. Yeah?
All right.
This will be here for all. We empowering one another. We the tightest women, right?
Yes, goodness.
That is what we're doing, and that's what this show is all about, all right? Mm-hmm. So let's take a break. And right after that, we gonna encourage y'all, okay?
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Airwick has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time.
Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, y'all. I needed that break. Dr. Shay and I both needed that break. So just before we continue, I allow her to speak to the hopeless. And to encourage those who are still holding on. I just want to read some of the comments here on Facebook. You know, we have someone that says, you know, she exemplifies the essence of true resilience.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone says, child, God's way and plan don't always make sense initially, but as we trust him through it, we see how he allow all things to work together. That is so true. Someone says, he had prepared you. So I think this is around the time when you were talking about your grandmother helping you and, you know, encouraging you. And someone says, grace for the journey. Someone says, Shay, you are so strong. And another commenter says, when they thought their actions would take you out, God has a way to bring you up. That's a whole word right there, sis.
Right there.
God proves over and over his faithfulness. He is our source. I'm telling you, he is our source. He is our source, man. Shay, I have heard this story before, but it hits different today. Oh, my God. And everyone is saying, yes, you are a winner. You are a winner. You are a winner. You
Thank
are a winner.
You.
They're agreeing with you. Yes, we are the Titus women. That's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. You know, helping the other women, teaching them the ways of the word of the Lord and the word. All right, Titus chapter 2, women, you know. Someone says, I love you and may God continue to bless your endeavors.
You.
Do not give up on your dreams.
Thank you so much.
All right, so let's talk. What advice would you give someone who is facing betrayal or a major setback in business or life?
Well, first I want to say the scripture that kept me going is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
Come on.
I couldn't lean to what I knew. I had to trust God, and that was a day by day, step by step. I literally remember saying, God, okay, you said to trust you. I never asked for understanding. I just became obedient in that season of my life. And so one of the things I would want to encourage you with is if you are going through a similar path right now in a journey, especially in a relationship, once you at that place, don't try to figure out things on your own, because I recognize God allowed this journey to happen like this because he needed me to get on the path where he needed me to go.
Yes.
I was Jonah, and he needed me to get into Nineveh.
Come on.
And so what I recognized was important was I didn't quite understand it. And so every day for me, it was, God, what would you have me to do and where you would have me to go? And so truly don't lean on your own understanding. That would be the words of encouragement today, that someone is going through your path. But even in that, open your mouth physically every day.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I say physically, not in meditation, and say, God, listen, what you need me to do? Because I can't be in this state for too much longer. And so you got to open your mouth. You got to know when to say. And the word of God says, ask.
Ask.
Yeah, ask. Mm. And so that was the beginning of the journey for me and the turning point that I had to trust him. And boy, he had me do some stuff. Let me just tell you this quick little story. I was looking for a place at the time, right? And the Holy Spirit said, I need you to get up and walk up the hill. Just go ahead and walk up the hill and walk back up and forth. And I did. And while I was doing that, the guy was out there putting up this sign for rent, right? And so I said, sir, is this place for rent? And he said, yeah. I said, can I see it? Of course, you know, I didn't have any money. He said, can I see it? And I said, okay. I went inside and see it. And I looked at him and I said, sir, if I give you, like, he said, no, I need first, last, and security. I said, sir, please. So I said, sir, I have this money. Just wait a minute. I said, I could get it for you. And he said, okay. So I went back into the car. I got out the money. I had it in a little napkin. It was, I think, $900-something. Mm-hmm. I gave it to him. And he said, I don't have a receipt to give you. I said, I have a pen and a napkin. And he says, you can give a complete stranger $900 and a napkin. He said, tell you what, you obviously need a place to stay. So move in and we'll work out on the last and the security.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I on air, so I have to keep my shouting voice at a minimum.
Yeah, please do.
I want you to brag on my God. This yes. is what the show is all about.
That's
I don't
what he
care.
Did for me.
I don't care. I will testify of the goodness of God until I die. All right? Brag on my God. That is who he is. Mm-hmm. He will grant you favor.
Yes, and
favor.
You have to remind him of his
Come
word.
On.
He said he'll take care of the widower and the orphans. And I said, God, this man leave me, so I'm a widower.
Come on. And he's
he promised.
Husband.
Yeah. Okay. And he said he will take care of me. And so when I said, I experienced some modern day miracles during this process that if I wasn't there, I would have said, man, them people ain't telling the truth. Mm. I experienced miracle. And when I said, God sent ravens to feed me, oh, my goodness, listen to me. That was a trying time. It was a very difficult time. And in that time, I decided, listen, I going back to school.
Oh.
I started to see clients. People was like, where are your offices? And I was like, you know what? Let me meet you at Starbucks, mm-hmm. right? Listen, Starbucks was the place.
Okay.
I hope they're sponsoring the show.
They're not, but okay.
Well, listen, Starbucks, y'all need to sponsor
get
the show. Right now, I come into them, you know. But listen, I would get dressed every day. And let me tell you, when I say, God would show up. Trishawn, listen to me. Coach Trishawn,
yeah.
No exaggeration. Whenever I walked in there, and I, listen, I would have, normally I would have loved to be in scrubs, but I had on my best. Listen, your girl even learned how to put on her makeup.
Oh.
Had on her lipstick and everything. I would go in the place. And someone walk in and say, what you doing, Shay? You look so well. Mm-hmm. But listen, that was the Holy Ghost. And they would say, you still do that 21-day cleanse that you do?
Yes.
I said, yes, I am. Well, how much that is? I tell them the price. And you know, some people would give me their money right
on the spot.
There and then. When I say on the spot, so God just, he covered me. He kept me. I mean, he gave me the words to say. I remember my computer died and I had a girlfriend and she said, well, I have a computer. And it was just like, I have, you know, sometimes women say they don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Coach Trishawn, I have so many good friends.
Yeah.
I talk in women friends
Honestly.
In my life. I mean, when I say have been there, no question asked, supported me. I mean, listen, what do you need, Shay? I mean, when I say they showed up, God allowed them to show up either with their time, their love, their support, their ideas. I have a sister-in-law, Patrice. Like, I remember I couldn't keep nothing down, no liquid. I couldn't even keep green smoothie down. She would take the spoon and feed me, and I would bring it up. That's how I was feeling in my body. But
right.
God kept me. And when I said he kept me, he just kept me. And so one of the things for me was, oh, Shay, you ain't going out like this. You got to get started. And then I reached out to my mom. This was about 2 years into it. And I said, Mom, you know what? I said, people still reaching out to me, asking me about the Seymours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, Mom, you know, right now I have a couple of clients. And I, you know, I just make the three ones we had when we were out in the clinic. And mm-hmm. I give it to them. But I feel like I want Brandis. I want to, like, put my label on it or something. So she said, okay. So she said, well, why are you calling me? I said, well, I need money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I said to her, I said, Mom, I really feel like I could do this. She said, you can't? So she said, well, go on my account and get $5,000. Listen to me. Let me tell you, my mom and my sister Charmaine. Yes, this is my mom, and yes, this is my sister. But God used them so much in this time.
Yeah.
They trusted me like, ooh,
yeah.
Listen to me. Kudos to that 4-foot-11 woman. I yeah. love her. And she said, I said, Mom, I promise I can pay you back.
Yeah.
And this was in 2019. And I said, Shay, you can do this. So
mm-hmm.
I spent so much time working on this business. I just didn't want to do the business because one thing I learned from Dr. King, who I was married to, this man, understood business and branding. I learned that. Mm-hmm. And I said, Shay, if you can do this, you come in, sweetie. You ain't gonna just throw some stuff in the bottle. No. You ain't coming halfway.
No.
Plus, God already said to you, when you lose your family the second time, wherever you go, you use your name. And your name ain't gonna just be on anything. So I had this inspiration from my family and the people that love me. And I said, I gotta do this. And Trishawn, let me tell you something. I remember calling one of my daughters and I said, I need y'all to help me with this video and stuff. And she said, what you always tell us? They told me, she said, yeah, mommy, if you can do it, you got to do it. I didn't know how to do nothing. They got me, one of my daughters got me a camera. I started learning how to, listen to me. The things that God had me do, and the only reason I had to do this because I didn't have the money to pay no one to do it.
That's what you have to do. But Dr. Shay, listen, I want you real quick just to say, you have 1 minute just to let everyone know where they can reach you should they need to purchase any of your products. If y'all, this is CMOS queen, y'all. CMOS on everything, okay? And so many other products that she has, but how can you be reached for those who want to?
I'm grateful today because my brand is all over social media, and I am on TikTok as Dr. Shay King, CMOS on everything. I'm on YouTube, Eating Emotionally Well. I'm also on Facebook as Shay King Eating Emotionally Well. I'm also on Instagram as Dr. Shay King Eating Emotionally Well, and also my website. And I mean, literally, there's stores throughout Nassau, the gas stations, and Grand Bahama, and in Abaco that carry my entire brand, CMOS and everything. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to serve the community, really, with CMOS and everything. So
and you're doing it so well.
Yes, thank you
listen,
so much.
And listen, you know, when people sell things, there was someone, and you know, I do not bash women at all.
Right.
I absolutely build, I lift women, empower women. But then you do have some women who may be a little, you know, some of them overweight, but then they won't teach you how to lose weight and all those other stuff. I say all that to say, I'm looking at you. Your face is flawless.
Girl,
I mean,
CMOS.
Just glowing. You look beautiful. You could sell me, okay?
Yes,
whatever
you,
it is that you're doing, I want it. Please, ma'am. Thank you.
But you want me to just tell you quickly, one of the things I ask God to do is to lead by example
in this
brand.
Yes.
And so for me, that is a major part. I'm not just going to tell you how to do it.
Right.
I do it. And that's why I do my 21-day cleanse every year, because I want to not just show you, but I want to teach you and hold your hand through the process.
Oh,
so I'm grateful to God that He is honoring His word in my life.
Someone says natural beauty. Natural.
Thank
just natural.
You.
Listen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Woo,
thank you.
You are a busy lady, but you spent an hour with us, and we want to thank you for being a part of today's show on
Most
your
welcome.
Talk show. Listen, family, you know life can sometimes take unexpected turns, and we may feel like everything is falling apart, but I want to leave a few scriptures with you. Y'all remember Jeremiah 29:11 that says, for I know the plans I have for you, right? God says these are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Remember that scripture? Remember the scripture that says in Isaiah 43:19 that says, behold, I am doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing for you, Dr. Shay.
Hey.
A new thing, all right? Now, can you not see it? Can't you not see that it's springing forth right now?
I see it.
Okay. He's making ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For those who are tuning in, listen to me. My God cannot fail. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Y'all give me a mic and I will declare the word of the Lord on this mic today.
Yeah.
All right. So for those who are despondent, listen to me. There is hope. And she is shining. She is shining like a diamond. She is not just saying it. You can see it. You can see the fruit of what she is doing. All right. She's been through a lot. And when we look at people, we look at saying, oh, well, she this and she's doing that and she looks so this, but you don't know the story. You don't know the oil. You don't know the sacrifices, the praying, the fasting to get to the point to where she is now. And that's for anyone else who's out there who may have been through similar things. Listen here, hold on to God and His promises. Remember that He is your source. He does not like idols.
No.
So if it's anything or anyone else that is on that throne of your life, take them off. And allow the Lord God Almighty to sit there for you. All right? He's going to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think or even imagine according to the purpose,
the power
that works within you. So I need you to keep hope. All right? Continue to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that what you are doing is not in vain. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't come here to preach because I'm not a preacher, but I have to share the word of God to let you know that there is hope. Do not wipe your eyes, woman of God. Wipe your eyes.
Shake it off.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is hope. There is hope. So I wanted to leave with those words. Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Lane Talk Show today. Thank you to my guest once again, Dr. Shea King. Thank you to my listening audience, to my producer, Wally, as he always does what he does. I love what he does. And thank you to your Lane sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, and Tropical Gyros. Now, next week, we're going to talk about a lady that's coming in the show. She had multiple miscarriages and the death of her newborn. We're going to share, I survived multiple miscarriages. You want to tune into that show next week. Won't he do it, Dr. Shea?
He will.
All right. Yes, he will. Happy Sunday, everyone. God bless you. Until next week, God's willing.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage your women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we be isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Show with Coach Trish Hannah.